Expression is Travis, T-R-E-V-I-S, Carter, C-A-R-T-E-R, location was seen on the 23rd of January 2012. Chief complaint is chronic back and pain, back and leg pain also, periodically patient also suffers from arm pain, period. Let's continue this. The next patient is Chinita, C-H-I-N-I-A, Kings, K-I-N-G-S, K-I-N-G. Disregard this one either, too. Next patient is Terrase, T-E-R-R-E-A-S-E, Tresvant, T-R-E-S-V-A-N-T. Mr. Tresvant, T-R-E-S-V-A-N-T, was seen for a follow-up visit on the 24th of January 2012. The patient tells me that he seems to be doing better now. The neck pain has improved. Most of his problem right now to the pain is in the right hip, which radiates down to the right leg with aching and Charlie horse type of sensation, also with numbness sensation to period. This seems to be worsened with standing and sitting for too long period. This is mostly localized to his right leg period. He's undergoing physical therapy period. He also has problems with DD spells periodically. When he stands rather fast, he tends to lose his balance and almost falling period. Otherwise, overall, the patient seems to be doing well, period. Physical examination, rehabilitation, relative MC is afebrile, vital signs are stable, medical stable. Neurologically, his intact affect is good, his gait is normal, straight leg is equivocal on the right side, with pain shooting to the posterior aspect of his right thigh, not past the knee, period, is severe pain in his pelvic on the right side, negative on the left side, period. Gait is ontologic, affect is fair, period. Assessment is chronic pain of low back. I'm sorry, status post-mortem vehicle accident with back pain and neck pain. The neck pain seems to be improving. The patient also is complaining of having dizzy spells, episodic falls, and headaches, period. Patient may be suffering from post-concussion syndrome, to period. Possibilities of lumbar radiculopathy at L5-S1 involving the right lower extremity cannot be ruled out, period. The recommendation is to continue physical therapy program. The patient will undergo MRI of the lumbar spine, also nerve conduction studies and EMGs will be performed. Vestibular tests will be also done, period. He will take medication from his primary care physician, will not be prescribing any medication for him, period. Otherwise, the patient will be participating in an aggressive physical therapy, which has been ordered for him, period. Also, otherwise, we'll see the patient in 4 weeks. This consultation. Thank you very much. Next patient is Turner Call, T You are in ER, call COLE. Mr. Call was in for 4 hours on the 24th of January 2012. He comes on a regular basis, that is on a monthly basis, to be treated here, period. The patient and I had a lengthy discussion about his pain management and also what medications are doing for him, period. This patient has undergone surgery of his lower back, about two or three surgeries, period. The surgery has failed. The patient is complaining still having persistent chronic pain, period. However, he is able to manage his pain with medication, period, and he takes medication as prescribed, period. He's on OxyContin, 80 milligrams, one every 12 hours, and also he takes oxycodone for the breakthrough pain, period. The combination of these medications has given him some functionalities, period. He tries to do light DT work in his house. He helps his wives, and he also takes care of his grandchildren, period. He's expecting another grandchild, period. Overall, he believes that because of medication, his quality of life has improved, period. He goes to movies and theaters at times, period. He does do chores for the family, period. All these, he believes, are secondary to medication that he's on. He does not abuse medications at all, period. Physical examination on this day reveals the patient is about 20 times 3, he's afebrile, his vital signs are stable, medically stable. Neurologically, he's intact, affect is good, he's walking independently, he does not have any assistive device such as cane, crutches, or any braces, period. Straight leg raises remains to be positive, period. His pain is worsened with an extension of lumbar spine, also side bending, period. He has spasms, some of the lumbosacral muscles. There is limitations with ringing motion of lumbar spine, with lumbar flexions limited to 40 degrees, extension limited to 10 degrees, side bending to right and left 10 degrees, rotation to right and left 10 degrees, period. There is tightness of the lumbosacral muscles, period. There is no any signs and symptoms of infection, period. He also has significant, the patient does have weakness of the hip extensors, and also the myelogram test was positive, showing that the patient indeed does have core weakness to period. Assessment is chronic back pain with failed back surgery syndrome and also post-laboratory syndrome. Period. The patient is pain is managed fairly well at the current time with OxyContin 80 milligrams one every 12 hours, while he takes the Percocet or oxycodone 10 milligrams four times a day for the breakthrough pain period. He also uses Robaxin for some muscle relaxers and lidocaine patches to period. Further, the patient also uses medications have been beneficial to this patient and has made him to be functional at home, period. We will continue to treat the patient at this moment while we monitor his medication intake, and also we will do periodic urine screening, and also we'll perform MAPs as needed basis. This is from quotation. Thank you very much. The next patient is Suzanne DeFour, DeFour, Suzanne, SUZANNE. Mr. DeFour was seen for a follow-up visit today on the 24th of January 2013. She was accompanied by her daughter as usual. She is on a wheelchair, and the daughter is pushing her on the wheelchair, period. Mrs. DeFour and I had a lengthy discussion. She tells me that she's still having problems with her neck, headaches on a regular basis, spasms and tightness in the cervical spine, difficulty turning the neck from side to side. She had a history of fusion of the cervical spine, period. This fusion of the cervical spine is causing her to have spasms, and as a result of the spasm, she's also having severe headaches, too, period. Further, the patient also feels rather weak in her both arms, period. She has difficulties of propelling her wheelchair as a result of the weakness, period. And she also is extremely weak in the lower extremities, period. She is paraplegic, period, and weak upper extremities, period. The patient tells me that she has had some agreement with the insurance companies that she can get the 2 hours attending care I've told this patient that 2 hours attending care is not enough, and she will be prone to have further injuries because she's not able to take care of herself as expected, period. Her house, she lives in a mobile home, and the accessibility of the mobile home is not good for her disability, period. The doors are narrow, and wheelchair, it's not a wheelchair accessible, period. These are all concerns that I have with her for her, period. Physical examination revealed the patient is wheelchair bound still. She continues to have weakness in both lower extremities. She requires assistance for transferring from one area to another. In this office, she was assisted to transfer from her wheelchair onto the exam table, period. She has difficulties of standing, period. She has weakness of upper extremities too, period. The stiffness of the cervical paraspinal muscles, period. She has extreme tenderness in palpating the cervical paraspinal muscles with headaches too, period. Assessment is status postmortem vehicle accidents with spinal cord injury and also crosshead injury resulting with the patient has is paraplegic and also she's weak in the upper extremities, period. The patient also has post-laminectomy syndrome of cervical spine with fusion, period. She has also significant tightness of the cervical paraspinal muscles and chronic headaches and also crosshead injury, period. The recommendation is to continue her current medication, which is helping her. Also, I'd like the patient to undergo Botox injection, which will be extremely beneficial for the spasms and headaches that she's suffering in the neck, period. I've advised this in the past. I still continue to request this to be authorized by the insurance company. It's my hope that the Citizens Insurance Company will understand the situation and will allow her to have Botox injection in her neck and shoulders, which could also benefit her to minimize the spasm and the headache that she's having, period. Otherwise, I believe the patient still requires a 24-hour attending care, even though the insurance company is also providing a 2 hours attending care. This consultation, thank you very much. The next patient is Shirley Johnson. Mrs. Johnson was seen for a follow-up visit on the 24th of January 2013. We discussed about her current condition. Mrs. Johnson tells me that she is now scheduled to have surgery, total knee arthroplasty of the right knee. This will be done by Dr. Mendelson, period. The surgery will be done in the next week or two, period. She has made the decision now because she's not getting any better, period. She's still having severe pain in her knees, and she has difficulties of walking, moving around, period. Further, the patient also tells me that her balance is rather very poor, period. She has had episodic falls. In fact, she's been told that she may even have sustained concussion or myocardial injury from the fall, period. I've asked the patient if she had a vestibular test. She tells me that a neurologist has performed it. I do not have the result, however, period. Patient tells me that she's not doing well, period. Medication-wise, the medicine does help her because the patient suffers from chronic back pain, chronic knee pain, degenerative arthritis, spinal stenosis, and facet arthrosis and neuropathy, period. Physical examination reveals patient alert to intensity. She's afebrile. Vital signs are stable, medical stable. She's walking with support of a cane. Her gait is very antalgic. The patient does have positive findings with valgus and various maneuver bilaterally, period. There's significant pain with palpation of the knees. There's significant crepitation and clicking of the knees bilaterally. The right was on the left, period. She does have unstable gait, period. Increased pain with an extension of the lumbar spine and side bending rotations. Straight leg raises were also positive. Increased pain with palpation of the lumbar sacral paraspinal muscles. Affect is poor. Endurance is poor, period. Her balance also very unpredictable, period. Assessment is chronic back pain with degenerative arthritis and facet arthrosis, arthropathy, chronic knee pain with number 3 is post-laminectomy syndrome of the lumbar spine, number 4 is myofascial pain, number 5 is neuropathy, number 6 is vestibular abnormalities with poor balance, period. The recommendation is to continue medication, follow up with Dr. Mendelson, the orthopedic doctor. I have asked the patient to bring me the vestibular test result. The patient may need a vestibular treatment or balance treatment, period. by undergoing vestibular balance treatment, we will prevent falls, which could be devastating for the patient if she fell an injury and broke her hips, period. Therefore, I have advised the patient to bring me all her tests that were done to see what seems to be the problem with her balance, and otherwise we will do it ourselves and order appropriate treatment for balance therapy or therapeutic rehabilitation for her balance, period. This consultation, thank you very much. The next patient is Caroline Banks. Mrs. Banks was seen for a follow-up visit on the 24th of January 2013. I had a discussion with this patient today. She tells me that the surgery that was scheduled was not materialized. According to the patient, this is because the insurance refusal to for the patient to undergo the insurance refusal to pay for the surgery, period. Her surgeon, Dr. Texu from Providence Hospital, has told her that because the case is in litigation and the insurance has refused to pay for the procedure, he has canceled the surgery, period. The patient, on the other hand, continues to complain of neck and back pain, period. This has not resolved, period. She's been told by Dr. Texu that she still requires to undergo the surgery, period, and he, in fact, has scheduled her to come and see him again, period. The patient tells me that her pain has not resolved. The pain in her neck and back remains to be a major problem, period. Physical examination revealed the patient is alert for intensity. She is AFA bile, vital signs are stable, medical stable. Neurologically, she is intact. Straight leg rings were positive on the right side. Cervical spinal test were also cervical spinal test was also positive. Axial loading was positive on the right side, period. Negative on the left, period. Her gait is normal, affect is fair. There is no weakness, however. There is no any significant neurological deficits, such as weakness or period. The deep tendon reflexes of both upper lower extremities were normal in today's examination, period. Assessment is chronic neck and back pain resulting from motor vehicle accident with number one is facet arthrosis, number two is neuropathy, number three is cervical lumbar radiculopathy, number four is neuroarthritis and myofascial pain, period. The recommendation is I will continue the medication for pain management. However, the patient still requires to be seen by a neurosurgeon. I've told her to follow up with Dr. Texu and see what else could be done for her, period. I still believe that the patient may be benefiting from surgery, period, or she may have to return back to physical therapy, period. On the other hand, we'll continue to treat the patient with medication for her pain management, period. This consultation. Thank you very much. The next patient is Cynthia Golden. Mrs. Golden has come for a follow-up visit. She was accompanied by her husband. By her husband on the 24th of January 2012. I reviewed the MRI of her left shoulder, which was done recently, period. The patient MRI shows, the MRI of the left shoulder shows the patient has an anterior labral tear, period. I discussed that with her, period. The patient tells me that she is still having a major problem with her shoulders. Today, she's telling me most of her pain is on the left shoulder. Periodically, she continues to have pain in her right shoulder, too, period. She's asking me what could be done for her, and she's also asking me the cause of it, period. I brought to her attention that she used to work in another very hectic job in which she was using shoulder muscles and joints, sewing a canvas for the military vehicles, period, and this, of course, has something to do with her problems, period. But recently, also in the 2011, she was involved in motor vehicle accident, which may have worsened her symptoms, period. The patient tells me that her pain in her left shoulder now is, in fact, much, much worse compared to the right side, period. I have advised the patient that the best thing for this is to have a consultation with sore shoulder specialist orthopedic, and I have given her Dr. Chulo's CILLIO and telephone number for consultation, period. The patient may have to undergo surgery of her left shoulder, period. he's not complaining of most most of the complaint today in the land in the last two or three visits has been the left shoulder pain, period. She also complains of having periodic headaches or still and neck pain too, period. Physical examination reveals patient at 10 times 3. She's afebrile, vital signs are still medical stable. She has extreme limited range of motion of the left shoulder. Both Hawkins and the MT can test, also abscract test were positive on the left side. Both internal and external rotation, AB and axial forward flexions were limited. Her internal extension rotation on the left, her internal rotations on the left side was not more than 20 degrees, external rotation 30 or 35 degrees. Abduction is not more than 70 degrees and forward flexion 80 degrees actively. All these range of motions are active range of motions, period. On the right side, there's a very limited, the range of motion is much better, though she still has some restrictions and limitations, but more functional, period. She does still have a significant pain in palpating the cervical fascial muscles, and also axial loading were a positive, period. Assessment is chronic neck pain, chronic shoulder pain. Patient has now lateral tear of the left shoulder, now that's semester number 4, myofascial pain number 5, cervicogenic headache, and cervicalgia, period. Recommendation is to continue her medication as prescribed, continue home exercise program, continue physical therapy, and also asked her to be seen by Dr. Chulo, her orthopedic physician, shoulder specialist in orthopedic physician specializing in shoulder pathology, period. The patient will be calling him, period, and I'll see the patient in 4 weeks. This is consultation. Thank you very much.